to get off on Alcoa Highway. So I'm in the right lane, and the truck to the left of me starts coming over. But the only problem is that I'm right there.
18-wheeler or just a regular truck?
Like 18-wheeler.
Okay.
So I guess he didn't see me, so I'm honking my horn, and he keeps coming over. So the only move that I have is just to swerve into the right lane, because there was not a car coming on that side. But it was right before the exit. So I swerved into the right lane and just had to exit to 275 north.
Oh.
And then just head north, get off and
until
exit,
you can find
and
the next
head
exit.
Back south. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. And you don't have like a small car. Like, you got a nice sized truck.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Well, sorry about that. That sucks.
That's just why.
Take it off the road today.
That's why we're starting at 10:10.
I should have just taken the 18-wheeler out. You just got to get those.
I should have just gone under it.
Yeah. Oh my god, I've always wanted to do that. I just don't think there's like our 18 wheeler. I've never seen an 18 wheeler. I don't think I can. I know that a car can get under. Like I swear, like there's just like, except for
movies.
Maybe a Miata. But then there's those. There's some 18 wheelers that have like a like the middle section between the wheels are kind of lifted a little bit more, just in case something like that does happen. But I mean, there's just. That sounds terrible. You get stuck between those two wheels. It's just death, right?
Oh, man. But other than that, pretty good weekend. Stackhouse, how was your weekend?
Dude, my weekend was packed full. I had my girlfriend's graduation was Saturday.
Congratulations. So
yeah,
let's
right? go. She killed it, man. Big proud of her. She really deserved it. I've never seen somebody work as hard on school as she did, dude. I mean, when I was doing it, man, I didn't care. She cares. So big congrats to her. But all her family came up Friday night at like 10 o'clock to stay at my apartment. And so they all stayed there. So they didn't all start filing in to like close to midnight when I'm trying to go to bed. She hadn't slept because she had just studied for an exam. So we were up all night, and then her mom didn't show up till late in the morning, and just chaotic, like corralling all these people. My dad showed up. And so, it was just packed full weekend Saturday. And then I left and went to a wedding. Super boy. These people knew how to throw down. It was a Jewish wedding.
Oh.
So, like, they, they threw money around, boy. It was crazy. They had, like, a pizza oven for appetizers. They had us, like, self-serve everything. They danced. I mean, the music inside this venue was so loud. I had four people walk up and ask for just that were a part of the wedding. Four people come up and ask me for like earplugs. They're like, just grown people. Could you please help me out? It's just like, dude, I'm talking about the most sweaty group of people I've ever seen. But it was a great time. And then Sunday, did it again. Did another little wedding. Actually, the owners of my restaurant were there too. And I didn't know they were going to be there. And so I showed up and I'm like, oh, son of a gun. I can't cut any corners. Can't do anything that I would do. Just hang out, chillax. But other than that, man, honestly, a great weekend. Got to see a bunch of baseball, actually, which I was surprised I got to watch. I didn't think I'd be able to catch the Friday and Saturday game. And I did. So honestly, pretty good weekend. Just packed full of stuff.
Well.
What'd you do?
Shout out to your girlfriend. And shout out to the wedding.
Jewish people get down, dude. They get down.
This weekend, Friday night I watched Rough and Rowdy, which was incredible.
What is that? That's like
Rough and Rowdy is that amateur...
Oh, yeah, the Barstool thing. Right? Boxing or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I knew it.
Yeah, so it's amateur boxing. It used to just be, like, an amateur boxing thing that was just a tournament that was stood on its own. And then Barstool, like, it kind of took it over.
The commentators.
So a couple
and stuff.
Times a year, like, they put on the broadcast. Now they have, like, returning people. They have set up championship fights and have belts. And there were 25 fights on the card.
Oh my God.
Five I didn't know they had that many fights. And it was absolutely incredible.
I mean, it is
everything that you could have ever wanted from an amateur boxing tournament taking place in Wheeling, West Virginia.
That's hot.
It is everything you wanted. The ring girl contest too. Incredible.
Yeah. I forget incredible. They have those. Yeah, they. I see the highlights on Twitter.
The championship fight though was supposed to be Big Bleep Booty Daddy.
Yeah.
versus Bobby Lights Out Lang. After Big Bad Booty Daddy had called out Bobby Lang and his wife and family after each of his first two knockout wins, had said he was going to do unspeakable things.
I heard
he actually described what he was going to do in several instances all the time, pretty much between the last fight he fought and this fight. I mean, it was just constant on social media. I'm going to do these terrible things.
I had seen all those things on Twitter, but I thought they were a montage
aggressive,
of everything.
Aggressive
he said.
Trash talk. I mean, on a consistent basis. Like at the last one, he also tried to fight the crowd.
That's what makes amateur boxing.
And then he also tried to fight the crowd and other boxers at the weigh-in leading up to Rough and Rowdy.
Where did they find this guy?
He was calling, and he was yelling at them all, calling a bunch of like welfare. Pieces of whatever.
Where do they find him? Where is he from? Do you know?
I don't know where he's from, honestly.
I'd love to. He's got to be a Florida man, right?
That would make sense.
It would make so much sense. Or like he's just like a Bostonian.
He also like yelled some strange political views.
He's either from Florida, Jersey, or Boston, it sounds like.
Bobby Lang is from Boston.
Oh, is that right? Did I get one of the three? Yes. Whoa, yeah, yeah. That's lightning, right? That was the second dude.
Yeah.
I just assumed there's like a select group of cities they pick from to fill these.
Well, a lot of them just come
slots.
From West Virginia.
Oh, really? I guess because it's taking place. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I can't find out where Big Bad Booty Daddy's from.
I wouldn't put it out there, honestly. It sounds like.
Well, things did not go well in that fight. Hence the article, Big Bleep Booty Daddy is hands down the biggest scumbag we've ever had in the history of Rough and Rowdy. He got into this fight, and then he just didn't fight.
What? Like, didn't fight at all?
Like, he just started tackling.
Oh.
And, like, spearing the guy over and over again, and, like, not really actually boxing.
Just like a backyard.
And then he just quit.
What?
He quit after two rounds.
He's definitely from Florida.
And got booed
definitely,
out of the stadium.
Definitely from Florida. It's gotta be. What? He talked all that stuff just to not even, attempt a boxing match.
Yeah.
He just started spearing.
Okay.
Where did they find this specimen? Like, who pulled this guy out and was like, hey, I need you to be as chaotic as possible?
No, they actually, like, several people got arrested then. Because they, were trying to fight him on the way out, like as he was getting after
escorted out of the whole place.
Out, yeah.
Oh, what the heck!
I mean, people were mad. Like people actually wanted him dead.
Oh wow!
Oh, I'm trying to also search where he's from, and his name is just not a good one to just
search. Put that phrase into the internet, all things will come up. Oh, yeah, you might find some stuff you don't want to see. Alter egos from different... Oh, man.
Hmm.
Yeah, we can figure this one out later.
Yeah. That was Friday night. Saturday, spent the day at Center Hill Lake.
Oh, a little lake day. That sounds nice. I could use a lake day.
That was real nice. We had a good time. It was one of my friend's birthdays, and she rented a boat. They all came from Nashville, and I drove in from here. And
what lake did you go to?
What?
What lake did you go to?
Center Hill in Smithville.
You literally said that. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I mean, that was good. That was a really fun day. Had a good time there. Got aggressively sunburned.
That's me. I cannot not.
I'm having a hard time right now. I mean, it hurts to just feel the fabric of my clothes touch my skin.
I hate that feeling. I know exactly how you feel.
And I never really get burned. I usually just tan, but
I only burn. Like I put sunscreen on, and I can't. Can you reapply sunscreen? Because every time I do it, it burns.
I think you can reapply
sunscreen. I know you can, but do you? Like, I can't.
I don't put on sunscreen.
Oh, well, you're just, I have to or I'll die. I use SPF 50.
I think I'm probably going to start putting on sunscreen after this weekend. Yeah. I never needed it before, but maybe I'll become a sunscreen guy if I'm going to spend
like the greasy feeling of
sunscreen.
Yeah, I know.
Sunscreen is the worst feeling in the world.
It's
That's why I don't
so
wear it.
Gross.
But this sunburn is probably just as bad of a feeling.
Yeah, you get enough. I mean, look at all these freckles, bro. Where do you think these came from? Childhood of just deviance. Just, I put on sunscreen, mother. Yes, I did. Knowing I didn't.
Oh, never.
No.
As soon as I got old enough to tell my mom no, I was not wearing sunscreen anymore.
But I always, man, I burn. Like, I'll get back in the pool or something with the sunscreen on, and it'll just kind of, like, burn. I don't know what it is. And everybody thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, man, but we got a lot to get into today. We got, obviously, a PGA Championship was won yesterday. A series was swept, and the SEC tournament starting this week, starting tomorrow with the single elimination round one game. So, a lot to get into today again, and stay with us right here on the Blitz. Back here on the Blitz. PGA Championship yesterday. Went into a playoff, man. A pretty fun weekend overall, I thought. Felt pretty bad yesterday for Mito Pereira.
I didn't get to watch the ending yesterday, man. And I went to that wedding.
He had a lead going into 18 before he went OB and then lost not only the lead but the opportunity to even play in the playoff. Lost two strokes and fell behind.
Oh, wow.
JT and Will Zalatoris.
But wasn't Pereira like minus nine there for a minute?
He was. Nobody could make a shot yesterday. I mean, nobody could hit a putt. Like, nobody could.
Yeah, Saturday seemed to be the best day hitting the ball.
Nobody could find birdies except for Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas came into the day trailing by seven shots.
Good God.
assembled what was a pretty historic comeback. And then, got Will Zalatoris in the three-hole playoff where he got a beautiful ball on the second playoff hole all the way down to the green and had a good look at eagle. So he picked up a stroke on Will there and didn't give it back on the final hole.
Wow, yeah, he shot Pereira shot a 75 on Sunday.
Yeah, Mito Pereira 75 and again a double bogey on 18.
Oh, that feeling, dude, of just like crumbling. Is that had to be feeling that way for like three, four holes,
yeah,
right?
Will Zalatoris, too. I mean, he got up and down from 32 yards away on 18 to set up that playoff in the first place. But over the last 13 holes, Justin Thomas went 6 under par, bogey free. Again, he trailing by 7 entering the final round matches the largest 54-hole deficit anyone's ever overcome. To win the PGA Championship. It's the biggest final round comeback of any major since 1999.
Wow.
And that's his second major championship now.
What did he win?
And the 15th career PGA Tour tournament title that he's won.
What was his first major? Was it the Masters? No.
I can't remember what his first major was.
Now, for somebody like me that doesn't know, I don't know, really almost anything about golf except for, like, you know, the basics. Is this, like, one of the most complicated courses, or I guess more difficult courses is the better way to say it? Or what of the majors, what's the hardest course? Is it Augusta? Or
it's usually wherever the U.S. Open's at.
Okay. Oh, so that switches around?
Yeah, so does this.
Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, well, that just, never mind. My question's useless now. Well, I guess not really, but.
But Southern Hills in Tulsa was not a fan favorite, from what I gathered, from what people were saying about this course.
I mean, not a lot of people had a great day. I mean, there's a lot of struggling this weekend, is what I was just watching.
I mean, people couldn't putt. People had a hard time putting. Again, some pretty bad scores. I enjoy, personally, a hard course. But, I thought that it was just kind of an ugly course. Like, maybe TV didn't do it justice, but I didn't really think that it just felt like a championship course. I thought that some of the way that they extended the course just looked awful in some spots where, like, you were teeing off over a different tee box or over a different green, and people were complaining if the tee boxes were not good.
Oh, so they adjusted this course for this championship?
Yeah, just lengthen it. And
that's really? Do they play here regularly, though, with the before adjustments?
What?
Like, so, like, they adjusted this for this championship, right?
They need it to be long to be for you to be able to play it. But, I don't know. Again, like, then there were other people that really liked it. And I thought that there were good aspects, too. Like, I think a major championship course should present a challenge. You know, I liked that the bunkers were really tough. Were really, really tough. They were actual hazards. You know, I thought the wind, that's something that everyone deals with. It's fun, and the slopes on the greens were good. I mean, you had guys having to play things differently. Max Homa said Southern Hills is one of the best courses he's played. But I think there were other people that were frustrated with the greens. And there were other people that were frustrated with the tee boxes. That would be my only complaint, is I didn't think there was anything that stood out specifically that was, like, really all that, like, pretty or you know, just aesthetically pleasing.
Just eye-catching.
I didn't think it was an ugly course, you know, but I just, again, I thought again, some of the tee boxes from where they extended them were ugly, having a hit over greens, whatever else. And I thought the tee box, or I mean, again, the tee boxes just not being completely level all around was a little disappointing, but other than that, like, a good PGA championship, a good course, I was pretty disappointed because I had Will Zalatoris to win.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Dang. My boy, you were close.
Very close.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, God.
But, you know, one over on the last day, just not good enough. And, I mean, in terms of guys under par.
God, really, dude? He just shot.
You only had, like, I think 12 guys under par for the entire tournament. I mean, yesterday, guys were having a hard time going low. Yesterday, it was Justin Thomas going 3-under, and that was enough to make up a 7-stroke deficit. So,
oh, wow.
Like, yesterday, 3-under is the best score I've seen. But Justin Thomas, I mean, what he was able to do this weekend, he absolutely earned it when I think no one else really earned it. Justin Thomas absolutely did. Through 36 holes, like, he definitely had to come out of one of the most difficult, like, early, late, and then early wave of tee times. Having to play late day one, early day two. Across the first two rounds, players in that same wave as Thomas were about 1.9 strokes higher than those on the other side of the draw. So, I mean, he clearly got the tougher end of things and still came out victorious there from those first 2 days.
Yeah.
But, again, you feel for You feel for Pereira, obviously. You appreciate JT. And a little fun fact, for the second major championship in a row, the caddy for the tournament winner returned to a major on a different player's bag and got a victory.
Oh, what?
Ted Scott was on the bag for both of Bubba Watson's master victories before looping for Scheffler. And Jim Bones McKay was Mickelson's longtime caddy before winning it with JT this weekend.
Hey, so shout out those guys. That's pretty cool.
But
so how'd you do, I guess, in our draft?
That's what we got to figure out, though.
I'm pretty sure I was like plus 20-something.
I don't think either of us are going to have good scores.
No way. My boy Tommy Fleetwood came in tied for fifth out of the blue.
He passed up my boy Nah to give me my better score. Minus three.
Well, you better hope that Joo Young Kim gets eliminated.
Oh, he did, because my boy Russell Knox also got cut at plus six, so he's at plus 12.
And not the plus 28 that
Joo Young Kim. Yeah. So glad. I know I'm at plus 12 with him, and then I know I have two plus nines in Matsuyama and Siwoo. So 18 plus 12, 30. Is that right? That's math. That's 30. Go, Josh. Mm, so good. Plus 30. So bad.
You had a... So you had 28 from Joo Young Kim, but that gets eliminated. So 12 from Russell Knox, 12 over from him. Plus 2 over from Kevin Na, so plus 14.
And plus 29.
Plus 9 over from Siwoo Kim. So 18, plus 12 that's is 30. 23 over. Minus the 3 from Tommy Fleetwood, so 20 over. And then the 9 over from Hideki Matsuyama. Your draft in total was 29 over.
My boy. That's cool. That's a good course hit right there. I'm telling you, that's moneymaker. So bad. How did you do? I only remember you getting like two players. I couldn't remember the other ones.
Well, Harry Higgs, 10 over.
Oh.
Dahman, 18 over.
Oh, God.
Not good.
The sound of disappointment, I love.
Ricky Fowler's 2 over. Oh, let's go. I do have Abraham Answer, though. That might have been enough. Webb Simpson, 1 over. Answer. 1 under. Tony Finau went.
Plus 2.
3 over.
3 over.
And Colin Morikawa.
He did. Plus 8.
It was 8 over. So, again, I'm not a math guy, but...
I don't even remember the numbers you just said.
I have a feeling I won.
What'd you have? Plus 10, plus 18, so you had a plus 20.
So, drop the 18. So, 12 over, 13 over, 12 over, 12 over, then plus 8. I'm 23 over.
Total?
Yep.
Oh, son.
So, Stackhouse gonna have to spin the wheel of punishments.
I'm so upset.
Let's go. Let's go.
I want a recount.
And they didn't think I was gonna win. They thought I did not pick a good team. They thought, oh, you're not gonna win. I won. Let's go.
Those two plus nines, man. Hurt me.
Really didn't want to get punished. So, kind of works perfect. But yeah, PGA Championship, I think overall a success. Again, probably. You know, the most deserving winner of anyone out there this weekend. And some pretty positive and pretty negative takeaways all from Southern Hills. But, yeah, Justin Thomas coming out on top. Congratulations to him. Stay with us right here on the Blitz. On the other side, we'll get into SEC tournament and NBA playoffs. Talk about things that nobody- back here on the Blitz. Trying to think what punishments that I want to be on the wheel. Think six slivers.
What?
Six slivers.
Slivers. On the wheel. Boy, I thought you said six livers. And I was gonna cry. Yeah, that's fine. That's six. Makes sense. How many people do we draft? Five?
We drafted more than five.
Was it six?
It was a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do six. It's an even number.
All right. So one of the slivers is no punishment.
Okay. Sick. Sick. I want that one.
One of them, shot caller trivia.
Oh, God. I suck at trivia. I'm so bad, dude. Like, I know things. I just don't know. I cannot pull a name out of my mind. I cannot. Okay, what's the next one? Shot collar.
Something spicy.
Okay. Maybe like the bomb. I hated that, boy. I hate it.
Maybe the one chip challenge.
The one chip challenge. Okay. I've never done that.
I'm going to I'll acquire something spicy.
Dude, the spiciest thing I've ever touched on my tongue was the bomb, which is like the number 8 on the hot ones. It was the worst tasting hot sauce.
One of them, Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled? Okay.
You know that?
Yeah. Okay.
At the start of every segment and at the end of every segment, you have to eat a jelly bean from the Bean Boozled.
I already hate jelly beans, too. I do not like jelly beans. They're gross. Like, half the flavors are terrible. Okay. So we got shot collar, we got hot, and we got Bean Boozled.
We did.
No punishment. So we got two more.
I'm trying to what are some other good punishments that we've done in the past, maybe?
I don't know. You make me like a weird sandwich, maybe. I don't know.
Make you a weird sandwich?
I don't know. I really don't want to ingest nothing gross, but whatever. I don't know. I don't be punishing people like this. I just make fun of you for a little bit.
Well, it's radio, so we like to punish people.
That's fine. That's cool with me.
Oh, man. What about, instead of weird sandwich, what about a BLT? And it then activates another wheel, right?
Okay.
Where...
Oh, you spin for the toppings?
Where for you, on the B, you spin regular bacon or a different B that I bring.
Okay.
Regular L or a different L that I bring. And regular T or a different T that I bring.
Okay. I like that. That's what I meant by weird sandwich. Like that's cool. I like that. I like the more spins, the better.
I like wheels.
I do too. I like turtles. I hate you. Yeah, that's dope. I can do that. Give me some more wheel spins. And then for the last one.
Gluttony.
What does that mean?
That's something they've done on 3 and Out before. You get to pick what you want.
Oh, but I gotta
eat a lot.
Okay. I can do that. You're gonna be impressed with this little boy over here.
All right, we got our six slivers. We can spin the wheel at the end of this hour.
Oh God, that's quick. I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, we can spin the wheel at the end of this hour.
How many questions comes with the trivia?
I don't know.
That seems like a fair number. 6 to 10? I feel like more than 6 for sure, probably, right? 6 questions?
Yeah.
So, like, definitely we'll go, 10, right?
We'll go 10.
Okay.
And they'll get increasingly harder, so they'll start out pretty easy.
Oh, sick. Great. Okay.
Cool. Like, what's the fifth planet from the sun?
It's
I think it's Mars. Or are we fifth? Are we fifth? No, we're third.
Oh, God. Maybe, okay. Maybe. We have to start the easier ones out a little easier.
Wait. We're the fourth rock from the sun. Mars is fifth.
We're three.
We're three?
Yeah.
So then that means Saturn's fifth.
Never.
Neptune, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Yeah, never. What is it, my dear Aunt Sally? No, that's PEMDAS.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Never have I ever eaten.
No, it's a V. It's Mercury, Venus, and then Earth, right?
My
very elderly
mama.
Mammy.
What is it? There's that whole.
Just Google it. My very elderly mammy.
Planet saying to remember the order. My very excellent mother just.
Yes, excellent mother. So it's Jupiter then Saturn?
I thought it had something to do with an ant.
I did too. I thought it was like a.
I guess that's the.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Yeah, that's the PEMDAS.
My very excellent mother just served us noodles. That was not what it was.
No, because there was Pluto. Because Pluto was a thing.
I was going to say, there was pizza, right?
Yeah.
But what were the end of it?
Say the other ones.
My very excellent mother just served us. What was the end?
Nigerian pizza.
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan pizza. I think you're right.
I don't think it was Neapolitan.
That's a big word for children.
That works.
That is a big word for children.
Yeah. Then you'd have to come up with something else for them to remember the word Neapolitan.
Nasty pizza, I guess.
And then there's never eat soggy waffles.
Oh, yeah, that's the...
Northeast, Southwest. Yeah.
I don't understand why a child would need a phrase for four words, but okay.
Just to remember.
Never eat soggy waffles.
Northeast, South, and West.
God, no, that kid did not make it far in the rest of his schooling.
My very excellent mother...
I remember that part. I do not remember any of the other planets. I haven't been in school, dude, in like 2 years. This should be fun, though, because I suck at trivia. I hope I get that. I'm so bad.
I guess it is just my very excellent mother served us nachos now. Wow.
The nachos just seems lame.
All right, well, we got no punishment. Trivia, BLT, spicy.
I'm so terrified. I don't like doing things.
And then gluttony, beans.
I thought you meant I was going to have to eat beans. Just... Because you know that Bush's Beans, like, main headquarters or whatever is up there off of Middlebrook. I go over there and do catering all the time, and they have a log cabin made of bean mints.
All right, well, the wheel is set.
I'm excited.
Stay with us. We'll get to it at the end of hour one. We'll stack out this punishment. Wrapping up hour one. Next hour, we, okay. Well, we obviously got, we got Tennessee baseball to talk about as they finished up the sweep. They get ready for Hoover this week. We also have latest bracketology projections here.
We got the SEC all-team honors, too.
Yeah, so we got a lot of college baseball to get to. Also... Some NBA playoffs to talk, because my Heat are back, baby.
I hate these playoffs right now.
They don't make any sense.
They don't, man. it's just so stressful watching, like, what's going to happen.
I think that's been my biggest takeaway, and latest takeaway at least from the playoffs, is quit even trying to apply anything from the game prior to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, really, there's no building off of the past game.
Don't make any impressions. Just take each game in its own specific vacuum for what it is, because it doesn't feel like there's any kind of real carryover from game to game. This happened here, so this will happen here. Well, this happened in game two, so in game three, I think this will happen.
And it's the complete opposite.
So, we'll get into that. Obviously, the Heat up 2-1, Warriors up 3-0. Could have an NBA Finals starting relatively soon.
Yeah.
I mean, at the latest, Game 7 of Heat Celtics would be Sunday. So.
Oh, wow. Man, that is quick.
You know, Monday would be Mavs Warriors Game 7, but that's not happening.
Yeah. Hey. The Warriors are the team that can do it.
That series is going to end Wednesday. Or Tuesday, I mean.
Yeah. I don't see them.
But. I guess it's time to spin your wheel.
Okay. Do I get to spin it?
I will turn the camera or the computer towards the camera on the Periscope while also knocking some things off.